This is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
When I was in the fourth grade, I put up signs all over Woolmarket Elementary School, my school, for Jimmy Carter's reelection campaign. I really wanted Jimmy Carter to be reelected as President of the United States, and I worked hard to get that elementary school to go toward Carter. He lost. He lost the elementary school. He lost the country. And I am announcing today that I am resigning as a campaign worker for the 1980 Jimmy Carter campaign. I am resigning. I am leaving. I am done. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to retroactively resign every year from 1980 until now. And that is about as sensible as Jimmy Carter resigning again from the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're going to be talking today about Carter's point, not so much about his resignation again, but the point he's making, which is to say that conservative evangelical Christianity mistreats women, that there's a view of women in conservative evangelical Christianity because women cannot serve as pastors, because there is a view of order in the home that leads to a mistreatment of women. And do you think that's the case? Do you agree with Jimmy Carter that we need to rethink the way that we think about gender? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and let me know what you think. Jimmy Carter, is he making a valid point that conservative Christianity discriminates against women? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Dr. Mohler takes on this issue on his blog at www.albertmohler.com. And one of the things that Dr. Mohler raises is the simple fact that not only can Jimmy Carter not resign every year from the Southern Baptist Convention, Jimmy Carter can't resign from the Southern Baptist Convention at all, because one doesn't belong to the Southern Baptist Convention. All the Southern Baptist Convention is an association of churches working together to do missions. You can leave your church, or your church can say, we're not going to cooperate with the Southern Baptist Convention anymore, but you can't resign from the SBC. But Jimmy Carter's larger point is to say that he is going in a different direction on all kinds of issues, not just the women's issue, although that is what has come out most recently in a series of interviews that he's been doing about women's roles and about the gender question. But President Carter disagrees with conservative evangelical Christianity on a whole host of things, like whether or not all of the scriptural accounts are historically true, like whether or not Mormonism is a valid Christian religion, like whether or not faith in Christ is necessary for salvation, a whole series of issues that are very, very close to what it means to define Christianity. This is the latest. He says conservative Christianity mistreats women, and therefore people ought to move away from this and to move into a more enlightened and more feminist understanding of Christianity. What do you think? Does the fact that conservative evangelical Christianity says that men are to lead in the church and the home, do you think that that discriminates against women? Do you think that that leads to a warped view of women? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. President Carter says it actually leads to cruelty toward women. I disagree, and I'll tell you why here in just a few minutes. But first, in the news today, probably at the top of the news, is President Obama's kind of apology to the white policeman who arrested scholar Henry Louis Gates Jr. And President Obama says maybe his words were a little too harsh in his press conference the other day when he said it was stupid. This is what President Obama had to say. Oh, well, I'll tell you what President Obama had to say. He said that he expresses regret because he was perhaps jumping to conclusions when he commented that the Cambridge police had acted stupidly. And President Obama says he's going to walk back a little bit from this because the police union, others are saying President Obama really doesn't know the situation well enough to speak to it and speak to it that harshly. There are others who have said they were surprised that President Obama would be that categorical. I'm not surprised. I actually agree with President Obama that the arrest was stupid. I think the way it was handled was stupid. I don't think that means we need a conflagration across the country, but I do think that it ought to raise some issues that we ought to be able to talk about and to talk about with intelligence. National health care, we talked about yesterday. The Blue Dog Democrats, we talked to one of them, Congressman Gene Taylor of Mississippi yesterday, they are really causing quite a problem for Democratic leaders who want to pass nationalized health care, so much so that Henry Waxman, very influential Democratic congressman, says he may just bypass the Blue Dog Democrats. He may just bypass the committee process if they're going to stall it and if they're going to hold it up because of their concerns about abortion coverage and because of their concerns about the cost of this. Peggy Noonan says in tomorrow's Wall Street Journal, it's already up online, that this national health care plan really is a problem for President Obama because she says most Americans understand, in her words, it's not just the devil that's in the details, it could be hell that's in the details. And what she means by that is a complete collapse of the healthcare system. And she says the Blue Dog Democrats and the Republicans who are warning about this are warning about something that's really true. It's something that ought to cause some concern among people who are going to have to vote on these things. New Jersey is in the news again for political corruption. 44 people are charged by federal officials in a corruption sweep, including members of a Syrian Jewish enclave. And we don't even know everything that's involved in all of this scandal, but there are allegedly reports of illegal sales of body parts, of all kinds of passing back and forth of cash, including a box of Apple Jacks loaded down with $97,000 in cash. So if you're going to go get cereal this weekend, get you a box of Apple Jacks and see if there's an extra prize in there this week. New Jersey is reeling because of these charges and apparently is not over yet. Well, today I want to talk about the issue of Christianity and gender, particularly Christianity and the issue of women's roles. Former President Jimmy Carter announcing again that he's leaving the Southern Baptist Convention again because of, he says, Christianity's mistreatment of women. You know, that's an argument that one hears all the time, and people are picking this up all around the world, National Public Radio and The Guardian newspaper in London and websites all over the place. The idea that Christianity, because conservative Christianity says, the New Testament teaches that there are different ways of functioning as men and women in the church and in the home, and that goes across all of the divisions of Christianity, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox. There is a common historic understanding that the pastoral office is reserved for men, and that men are to lead, to give leadership and to give headship in the home, that somehow this leads to a warping and a distorting of the way that men view women and could lead, in President Carter's view, to cruelty toward women. Do you agree with that? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I disagree with President Carter on this completely because I think that if you have the right understanding of male leadership, it is not a grasping for power and for privilege in either the church or the home. And so what President Carter is presenting here is really a caricature of what the biblical position is, which is that men are to serve as leaders, men are to serve as head in the church and home, but that's not a head that reaches for power. It is a headship that is used for the protection and the honoring of women. It also frees and liberates women to serve in specific God-called ways, ministering to women in other ways. I just think President Carter is wrong. But he says, I'm leaving again. I want you to know, and it's because of your view on women. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Do you think President Carter is right? Christianity hurts women. Give me a call. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you couldn't grow no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. So it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and President Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, has announced he is leaving his denomination again. I think he's announced it every year since the year 2000. He is done with conservative Christianity and with the Southern Baptist Convention, particularly because President Carter says it mistreats women. Dr. Mohler takes up that issue on his blog at albertmohler.com, and I would ask you to look at that article, because Dr. Mohler raises some really important questions about what President Carter is actually saying. And I want to ask you, do you agree with President Carter that the view that conservative evangelical Christianity has about different roles for men and women, does that lead to a warped view of women? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. And I have with me in the studio the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, Dr. Randy Stinson, who also serves as dean of the School of Church Ministries at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And Dr. Stinson's organization, CBMW, you can go to their website, cbmw.org, and find a lot of good resources on male and female roles in the church and in the home, and issues about raising girls and boys in a Christian context, and in any number of issues on marriage, on church ministries, on all kinds of things that has to do with gender. I'd commend that website to you. Dr. Stinson, when you hear Jimmy Carter saying that a view that has different roles for men and women mistreats women, I'm assuming you've heard that before.
I've heard that before. It's a very common statement. It's usually made by people that either have Jimmy Carter's view of Scripture, that the Bible can have errors in it, and so you can just say, well, the Bible's wrong there, or you can just pick and choose what you do or don't believe. But also it's people that haven't really read the Bible for themselves and haven't really dug in to find out that the Bible gives a lot bigger explanation about how men are to carry out this role in the home. And so the Bible not only sets up the structure, but it also governs that structure. Mm-hmm. And so the headship in the home by men is a sacrificial leadership. It's done for the good of the people in the home. Mm-hmm. And so a man will do things to his own self-neglect to care for his family and to lead that family.
Exactly, which is why the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5 that a man cares for his wife as he cares for his own flesh. That's not a dominating, that's a loving and a treating honorably and with self-sacrifice, the way that you do when you feed yourself. It's your own flesh, your own body.
That's right. And that's why, and Peter gives a governance as well over this role. He says that men are to dwell with their wives in an understanding way, that they are to treat them as equal heirs, that they're to honor them. And if they don't, that their prayers will be hindered.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the ultimate sanction is given to men who don't treat their wives well, the complete deaf ear of God.
Mm, that's a good point. What do you think? Do you agree with President Carter that a view that gives headship to men in the church and in the home leads to a mistreating of women? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Randy Stinson, one thing that President Carter is right about is that there are a lot of women in the world who are being mistreated by men. I think we can agree with that and say that is happening all over the place. It's happening among people who are professing to be Christians. It's happening among people who are Muslims. It's happening among virtually every culture. There is a mistreating and a degradation of women. Does Christianity support that?
Yeah, of course not. In fact, I would stipulate that, sure, people abuse power at all different levels of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Parents do, but we don't say the Bible's – we don't admonish people to not be an authority over their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are going to be plenty of times where people, sinful people, are going to abuse the authority that they have. But the key point here is that the Bible doesn't teach that,
mm-hmm.
and the Bible doesn't authorize that. And in
mm-hmm.
fact, the Bible – harshly condemns that kind of treatment of women and anyone else, for that matter.
And I would argue that it is an anti-Christianity that leads to the most oppression of women. When you have, for instance, the kind of pornography culture that we have right now, not just in the USA, but all around the world, treating women like cattle. When you have a sex trafficking industry all around the world, treating women like objects to be bought and sold, Christianity stands against that and gives a view of women that holds to a protection and a provision for women that honors them. You are to treat your wife, Peter says, not only as the weaker vessel, but also as a joint heir with you of eternal salvation. That gives a dignity to women, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it starts, of course, in the garden in Genesis, when God says, equal in the image of God, he made them equal in the image of God, male and female. And so Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, and so it starts there, and it carries throughout all the Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament. So when you come to Galatians 3:28, in Christ there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. Again, what Paul is dictating here is the equality in Christ of men and women. A man is not better than a woman,
mm-hmm.
and a woman is not better than a man. They're both equal heirs in Christ.
And when I see women being mistreated, and I see that all around the world, it's happening from people, from men who are unwilling to show headship. Because they're not concerned about that Ephesians 5 headship. They're concerned about themselves, and they're concerned about feeding their own appetites. That's how you wind up with Hugh Hefner, who mistreats women, and that's how you wind up with these passive, leader-averse men who won't protect and honor their wives in their home.
That's right. I mean, real manhood is truly others-oriented, and a self-absorbed man will lead for his own good, his
mm-hmm.
own pleasure, his own self-aggrandizement,
mm-hmm.
and he'll do it to the neglect of others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you see happening.
That's exactly right. Just don't blame that on Christianity. Don't blame that on the Apostle Paul. And don't blame that on the reading of Scripture that is clear. There's really not a lack of clarity in the New Testament about roles of men and women in church and home. And there also is not a lack of clarity in terms of the fact that the church has held to this view for 2,000 years, with very few exceptions until the dawning of the modern feminist movement. And my question is, how's the feminist movement working out for you when it comes to the treatment of women? When we have women who are being treated as sex objects, women who are being treated as objects of consumption, women who are being treated in horrific ways, when Christianity says to you, no, we're giving to you a dignity and an honor for human beings as male and as female. What do you think? Do you agree with President Carter that conservative evangelical Christianity, the idea of male headship, leads to a mistreatment of women? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And how do you think that we as a church can do a better job of communicating both male headship, real male headship, and the honor and dignity of women? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we are talking today about Jimmy Carter. No, it's not his stance on inflation. No, it's not his energy policy. We would have loved to have heard those in a previous era, but right now he's talking theology, and President Carter is saying that he is stepping down again from the Southern Baptist Convention because of conservative evangelical Christianity's view on male headship in the church and home. I'll tell you, I don't mind President Carter having a different view than I have on this, but it really is sad that President Carter would equate a Christian view of Ephesians 5 male headship with Islamic domination of women, and saying that male headship leads to rape and genital mutilation and abuse of women. There is no comparison, none, between the view that Jesus and the Apostle Paul have of women and the view that Islam has. None at all. And to compare those two things is really unfortunate and, I think, ignorant. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let's talk about President Carter's view. Do you agree with him that conservative Christianity leads to a mistreating of women? 877-893-TALK. In the studio with me right now is Randy Stinson, who is the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, an evangelical organization devoted to maintaining biblical views on male and female roles within the church and home. First caller is Tracy. Tracy, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about President Carter's view?
Well, I completely disagree with President Carter's view. I believe that the authority that God has given us in our homes is really a protection for women, quite the opposite.
How do you see it as a protection, Tracy?
Well, I believe that God has told us, he's given us jobs to do. And if we stay within the realm of what God has given us to do, we find great joy and we find great fulfillment. And, you know, our marriages stay together. Our marriages are happier. Our children are a joy to raise. And when we step outside of that, I think that we see what we see now in the world today with increased divorce rates, unhappy marriages, adultery, and our teenagers are out of control.
All right. Well, Tracy says she does not feel dominated by conservative Christianity. She instead sees a blessing that God has given in different roles for men and women. Dr. Stinson, Tracy's making a pretty good point here, I think, which is that when you see a countercultural view of what women are to be, it really says to the rest of the culture, you assume that what is good is to act like a man. The Bible says that what it means to carry out a life and calling as a woman is good and honorable and blessed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, part of the deeper part of the discussion is, will we allow God's word to order our lives? Will we obey the word of God and allow the word of God to order our lives? When we do that, there is an added joy in that. There is an added blessing in that if we'll give ourselves to it. But we can't just pick and choose what we're going to do and then come outside of the authority of God's word, or that does lead to big problems.
All right. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. Do you agree with former President Jimmy Carter that a view of male headship leads to cruelty toward women? 877-893-TALK. We've got David on the line calling from Hobart, Indiana, who saw this topic on Twitter feed. I'd encourage all of you to follow along on Twitter, drmoore, D-R-M-O-O-R-E, and I'll fill you in on what's going on here on the program. Be glad for you to check in that way. David, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for having me on.
Glad to. What do you think about President Carter's view?
Well, I think it expresses, frankly, his ignorance of what the Greco-Roman world was like in Paul's day. You know, of course, that the Greeks taught that women were to be objects that were to be used, that wives were just good for bearing children, and that they weren't to be educated. They were to be used as objects. Even young men were taught to go to brothels and houses of prostitution to find their pleasure there. And, of course, Paul says to love your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was unknown in the Greco-Roman world. And he also, in 1 Timothy, says that women are to learn in subjection. And the fact that a woman was to be taught or was teachable was a radically revolutionary idea. So the Bible, Carter doesn't understand Greco-Roman world, and he doesn't understand the real emphasis of the Scriptures on the honor that God gives and Paul gives them.
All right. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Former President Carter says male headship leads to mistreatment of women. Do you agree? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
I heard from a friend today, and she said you were in town. Suddenly the memories came back to me in my mind. How can I be strong? I've asked myself.
Tell you, it brings back so many memories. Every single summer, we get an announcement from former President Jimmy Carter that he's leaving the Southern Baptist Convention. And we get to remember those days when he was a Southern Baptist, and he announces again that conservative Christianity, with its view of male headship, leads to a mistreatment of women. I disagree with President Carter. Wonder if you do. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. When you read those passages of Scripture, for instance, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and Genesis 2, that gives a headship, Ephesians 5, a headship, a self-sacrificial, loving, protective, provisional headship to men in the church and the home. Do you think that leads to a warped view and a mistreating view of women? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We've got Chris on the line. Chris, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Dr. Mohler. Pleasure to be on. I think that President Carter has a point. I think when you tell half the population that it's okay for them to have any career that they want, and you tell the other half of the population that they should pretty much have one kind of career, that's pretty, I think that's bad. I don't think that if I was a woman, I would like to be told that that's the only kind of thing that I could aspire to.
What do you mean, one kind of career?
Being in the home, running the home. I'm not allowed to be out and being a breadwinner. I think a man can stay home and take care of the kids as well as a woman. My wife is a strong woman who it does great out in the workplace, and I support her 100%. I don't understand why I make the decisions with my wife. We do this everything mm-hmm. together. I would never presuppose that I'm better than her in making any decision.
Yeah, I would not presuppose that either, Chris, at all, that you're better than she is in making a decision. Dr. Stinson, what do you think about this?
Well, I think you've made a few false assumptions. One, the Bible doesn't preclude men and women making decisions together. The Bible does give the final responsibility, the moral and spiritual direction of the home for the man, which is exactly why it would not be good for a man to be staying at home and have his wife go out and be the breadwinner. I think that reverses the whole thing. The point of the man being the head of the home is not just deciding who takes out the garbage and who cuts the grass. He's overseeing the moral and spiritual direction of that home, and it's his primary responsibility to provide for that home and to lead that home and to protect that home. And part of that provision and protection is going out and being the breadwinner so that the wife is under that protection and she can carry out the primary roles of mother and wife.
You know, I'll tell you, the whole idea that motherhood is a career, just like being a professor or a pipe fitter or something else, is so twisted, I think. I think that it really shows you the way that our culture has worked itself out from what God has designed, where a man is bringing forth bread from the ground, not for himself, but for his family, and a woman is serving as mother of all living, as nurture, that order that God has given. When we try to do that de facto and ad hoc, it just winds up with so much misery, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what we're talking about is ordering our lives according to the Word of God. And we're not taking our cues from the secular culture or the corporate world,
yeah.
and even using that language of
right.
career.
Exactly.
It just confuses the whole thing. I mean, it's a calling. It's a role that God has given. And it gets back to Ephesians. When it's all said and done, it's a picture of something. It's
mm-hmm.
a picture of Christ in the church. It's a picture of the gospel. So it's way bigger than all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it certainly doesn't mean that women don't have the intelligence to be able to make decisions. There are a lot. I can think of a woman that I know right now who is a brilliant attorney, used to work in the political world, who is living a joyful life of mothering her children, of overseeing that home, of being a supportive, godly ministry wife. And there's a joy that's there. Even everybody knows she is brilliant. She is able. She could run any corporation in the United States of America, but she finds joy in God's calling to her, and that's enabling her to do that Titus 2 ministry of pouring her life into other women. That yields great fruit.
Yeah, that's
what do you
right.
think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Barney on the line calling from Illinois. Barney, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I'm convinced that the woman's role is an honorable role, and it's through the years has gotten depleted, much like the male headship role as well. And the problem is not in our perception. The problem is our understanding of the Scripture's roles themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the husband is to rule, sure, but the woman is not to be a doormat as well. Her
mm-hmm.
role is an honorable role, and, you know, it talks about in Proverbs that her children shall rise up and call her blessed. You know what happened to the concept of the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about an honorable role. By the way, my wife told me to pull off the highway and call in, so.
Okay.
I say that in just, but, you know, she's just a godly woman, and
yeah.
She rises, she helps me. That's her job, according to Genesis 2:18, to be a help meet, one
yeah.
who is equal to help me in the things that we are doing and to serve God in life. And that's a very honorable role, and her children will rise up and call her blessed.
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right, Barney. And I think also that one of the problems we have is that you've got some sorry men out there. You've got some sorry men who mistreat women for their own prerogatives. And you also have some sorry men who just will not lead. Don't you think, Dr. Stinson?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the challenges in a post-fall world is that men are going to have a tendency to passivity and let they would be subdued themselves instead of subduing the earth and exercising
mm-hmm.
dominion over the earth. And so, absolutely, there are plenty of sorry men out there. There are plenty of lazy men out there and men who will not give themselves to this task. And I think we ought to call them out as much as we've called out Jimmy Carter.
All right. And we're about to in just a minute. Thank you, Dr. Stinson, President of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, Dean of the School of Church Ministries at Southern Seminary. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and I'm going to come back in a few minutes and talk about what I think we can learn from what President Jimmy Carter has had to say. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
That I knew one time. He lost the one he loved, and then he slowly lost his mind. Sat around and cried his life away. Look at me, I'm only hurting once a day. Once a day.
Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller. Jimmy Carter, he's only going to resign from his denomination once a year, every year, all year long, and that's what he's just done again, this time because of conservative evangelical Christianity's view of male headship. I agree with Dr. Randy Stinson that the real problem here is not Jimmy Carter, and it's really not liberal Christianity, which is what President Carter represents and has for years. I mean, even when he was an evangelical president of the United States, it was a Paul Tillich kind of an evangelical. I think the real problem here is that we have so few conservative evangelical men who are willing to show and model what self-sacrificial, loving your wife as Christ loved the church kind of headship actually looks like, and so few churches that are willing to stand up and to honor self-sacrificial male headship and to honor the glory and dignity that comes from being a woman and being a godly woman, wife, mother, or single woman devoting herself to the ministry that God is giving to her. I think that we become like the world around us when we say, in order for a woman to really be glorious and honorable, she has to be exactly like a man. Absolutely not. There is a glory and a dignity that comes with womanhood that is deeper than this contemporary culture filled with pornographic billboards and divorce courts and abortion clinics and all of the other aspects of a pagan patriarchy that really does mistreat women. What we need is not a Christianity that adopts and adapts itself into that mindset. We need a Christianity that's willing to say something very different. Christianity that is to say, men lead, but lead not for your own prerogative, not for your own privilege, lead sacrificially, and let's show and picture an icon, an image of Christ in his church, a Christ who loves his church, fights for his church, and exalts and glorifies his church. Let's see more of that. 877-893-8255. You can call them Monday and talk about whatever you want to talk about. On the Albert Mohler program, this is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.